Hello and happy day. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, novelist and life coach, welcoming you to another episode of Winning with the Word. Today is Monday, October 4th, 2021, and this is episode number 35 of series 2021. This episode is titled, Are You Paralyzed with Fear? Fear is a great motivator. It causes people to do things they would not normally do, like submit themselves to a tyrannical government. All around us, we see people acting in irrational ways because of fear. People who normally had common sense are now acting as though they've lost their minds. They are now complying with irrational, illogical dictates they would never have dreamed of complying with a short 2 years ago. Case in point, vaccinated people are still required to wear masks. A person who thinks logically will realize that this makes no sense at all. The whole point of being vaccinated is protection from an illness. Once one is vaccinated, one is supposedly protected, right? Then why the need to continue to wear a protective mask? Truth be told, this whole COVID thing is not about health. It's about control. It's about the encroaching New World Order predicted in the Bible, the New World Order that will witness the rise of the Antichrist, who will be the personification of Satan himself in human form. Yet, fear is keeping people from recognizing this truth. And that very fear is creating an environment ripe to usher in that very new world order. Don't think for one moment that the globalists are not aware of this. They are leveraging the people's fear to subjugate them, plain and simple. And people all over the world are falling for it. At the root of all fear is the fear of death. You see, when we are afraid to die, we will do anything, and I mean anything, to stay alive. But when we have no fear of physical death, we experience inner peace and continue to act in alignment with truth. The follower of Jesus Christ has no fear of death. He knows that when he dies, he will immediately go to be with Jesus. Scripture confirms this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8, where the Word of God says that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. It is the person who does not have a relationship with Jesus Christ who fears physical death. Such a person clings to his life, even to the point of relinquishing his freedom. When freedom becomes more important than life, we will be truly free. To those brave souls who founded our great country and fought to preserve it over the decades, freedom meant more than their physical lives. Many of them proved this by giving their lives to keep America free. What about you? Are you going to give in to fear and allow your freedom to be stolen? Or will you imitate our founding fathers and stand up to the evil forces that want to make slaves of you and your family? The choice is yours. Fear is an evil spirit. The Bible says so in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The only way to overcome fear is to accept Jesus Christ, who is love in human form. Just as Satan is the antithesis of Christ, so is fear the opposite of love. Fear controls, love sets free. The Bible says that perfect love, who is Jesus, casts out fear. The Bible also says that fear has torment, but that the Christ follower has peace. If you don't yet have that peace that passes all understanding, you can have it now. Accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. By doing so, you will have the total assurance that no matter what happens to your physical body, your soul and your spirit will go to heaven. There, you will receive a new, glorified body that will never die. You don't have to be paralyzed with fear any longer. You can live a life of deep peace in the midst of the worst storm. You can know that when you die, you will go to heaven, the place of eternal peace. So pray this simple prayer with me now. Lord Jesus, I want this peace that your followers have. I want it in my own life. I don't want the torment of fear any longer. So I receive you now as my Savior and my Lord. I receive you as my peace. Come into my life. Thank you for forgiving me and for bringing me into your family. Thank you for saving me. I pray this in your name. Amen. If you sincerely prayed this prayer, please write down today's date. It is your spiritual birthday. And please write to me at Dr. Marianne at MarianneDiorio.com. I would like to send you a free PDF booklet that will help you get started in your walk with Christ. I also encourage you to get yourself a Bible and read it every single day. The Bible is God's love letter to you, His manual for your life. In the Bible, God reveals who He is, and He teaches you how to live. Finally, ask the Lord to lead you to the church of His choice for you, where you can learn about Him and have fellowship and encouragement with other Christ followers. It is critically important in these last days to fellowship with other believers who are mature in Christ and who can guide you as you grow in Him. If you are not yet a subscriber to the Winning with the Word blog and podcast, I urge you to subscribe now. We are found on Apple Podcasts and other podcast venues. Please tell your family and friends about Winning with the Word, and please pass this post and podcast on to them. For those of you who may not know, I write fiction for both children and adults. Please check out my latest children's book, Penelope Pumpernickel, Dynamic Detective. It is book 2 in the popular Penelope Pumpernickel series of chapter books for children. This series, written for early and reluctant readers, is designed to build Christian character in the young children in your life. To order, just go to my website at marianneDiorio.com/book-table. My latest novel for adults, Miracle in Milan, has been released in both print and ebook formats and deals with the issue of unforgiveness. It is the story of a young female auditor who discovers convincing evidence that the man she loves is an embezzler. It is a page-turner that will keep you on the edge of your seat. To order your copy, go to Amazon or to my website bookstore at marianneDiorio.com/book-table. This podcast is funded by listeners like you. If you have been blessed by Winning with the Word, please consider becoming one of my special patrons on Patreon.com. For only $1, $3, or $5 a month, you can help me proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world and share in the rewards of all those who come to Christ through this ministry. Winning with the Word now reaches 63 countries on 6 continents by God's grace because of the faithful support of my patrons. So please help me to keep Winning with the Word on the air by becoming one of my valued patrons. Go to patreon.com/winningwiththeword. I would like to thank all of my patrons who are making this podcast possible. I could not do this without you. Finally, be sure to check out my latest nonfiction book, The Iron Saint. This book, modeled after the Ironman Triathlon, talks about the coming persecution of the church in America and how you can prepare for it. The Iron Saint is available on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, and other major book purchasing venues. It is also available on my website at mariandiorio.com/book-table. Please get a copy for your pastor as well. Until next time, remember that God loves you just as you are and just where you are, and that He will help you to keep on winning with the Word.